Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 31 of the Black
Multiverse Theory podcast.
I'm Nilo. This is Nigel. And this is a story about how we live different versions of ourselves to navigate everyday life.
That's right.
Yeah. How are you doing? It was a challenging week for you.
Yeah, lots happened this week.
Okay. Recap time. First, before you go into any personal things, I don't want to get it twisted. I need to hear my soccer scores. Let's be honest about why this portion exists.
So, Naraya and Nishan, we go through the soccer games on Sportsnet of Children's Community League Soccer.
Okay.
We are dealing with the U11 and U13 boys.
Ba, 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 ba. I can't finish it because sports that will come for us. Go ahead.
So, on Naraya's game, Naraya had a game yesterday. I was not able to attend. This is the first weekend that I wasn't able to attend either boys' games for whatever reason. So I had to work for Naraya's game. Naraya's game, they lost. It was the first loss of the season. I haven't lost any game.
But he did tear up recently, didn't he?
Yeah, so he just went from the tier that he was in, and they placed him in a proper tier, put him up there. They have not lost a game, so they put him with a pretty good team. Apparently, it's a team that they face off against a lot.
Okay.
So... and they lost. I believe the score was 6-4.
Oh, that's close though.
Really close.
Yeah.
Naraya hurt his hands because he's lost his gloves.
Going all out as usual, like the star he is.
Yeah. So I think he has 18 seconds left. He lost his hand got hurt.
Oh.
And he went down, and then his mom told him to suck it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I can't be a soccer mom. I'd be like, oh, my baby.
Come on, they're running.
It's true.
Yeah. Nishan had his first game. He's teared up as well because they only lost one for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they won 9-0.
Okay. Wow.
He shot a goal. He shot what everybody thought was his goal, but it bounced off of one of his players. So
they got the credit for it. Oh, man.
So some might say that Nishan is so good that he's deflecting the ball off of players now to get it in instead of just shooting it in.
It was an assist.
So I think he like purposely, you know, called it, you know, ball in the corner pocket. Bloops.
You think he did?
No. But I think he went for the goal. He would have had it. The last game he played, there were 5 opportunities for him to score. It was amazing. He was in the right spot every single time.
That's awesome.
His just foot-eye coordination just wasn't there. Swing and a miss every single time.
It happens like that. He probably had stuff on
his
mind.
He's like, Dad, I had an opportunity. I could have scored. And I was like,
yeah. Probably had so much going on.
Yeah, in his life, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the old 11-year-old life.
Yes.
So hard.
So what about you?
Yeah, a couple things happened this week. Just taking care of my mom. That's one thing. My mom hasn't been feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to move her again. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm out of town for the most part for a lot of her during the week. I'm out in Fort Saskatchewan. A lot of people are like, even Charlene's like, oh, that's not where you know. But it takes me an hour to get to work. And whenever you have to take an hour to get to work.
That's 2 hours of your life every day commuting.
It's a commute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty harsh.
So it's like 12 hours of work, actually, because that drive is definitely part of the job.
It is. And so you're going and then you're coming, and I work these 10-hour shifts. So it's by the time I get home,
you're exhausted a bit.
It's very tiring. And then there's so much other stuff to do, right?
Right.
So there's that. My vehicle got into a little bit of an accident this week.
We're including that in the recap.
So my vehicle got an accident. So that's my plumbing van. We had to deal with that this week. Just facts. Nothing. No names. No nothing. And then I had to work overtime shift this weekend, and ended up getting no information about what we're supposed to do, and then having to fix it on the fly, and then everything went horribly wrong. And so I had to stay there. Instead of doing an 8-hour schedule, we did a 13-hour schedule. And I ended up missing the gig, the Bliss Band gig.
The band missed you, for sure.
At Privé, which I'll let you recap and tell us how it was.
It was awesome. You know, Bliss comes with the energy every time. It's interesting that every event that we've had so far has been completely different from one another, and also from the event before it. So what has wound up happening is that we almost don't know what's happening until we're in the room, whether it's going to be a dancing room or whether this was kind of like shishi fufu fancy cocktail party type thing. The theme was Moulin Rouge, and it was the Privé 5-year anniversary party. So apparently every year they do this, but they usually just do a buffet. This year they didn't really tell everybody how they were doing it, so he was a little disappointed because the room filled up later. So earlier we were kind of carrying the energy. The room filled up later, and then when people were coming later, they're like, what, we missed the band? What? Like, people were like legit upset that they missed the show. But yeah, so it was really good. It was a lot of energy. We were spread out from each other, which was also different. And they put the guitars in the front of everybody because of how the PA system and the microphone and directional and all of the sound things. And right. I had no idea. So it was good. You know, we had a good time. And yeah, you were definitely missed. But between Riwo, Uzi, and Kajay, they definitely did the thing. They, of course they did. And then, you know, D. Grange always bringing it. LaShawn, they put LaShawn in a portion of the stage that had no light. And then they had Jonathan Depesh lit up like an angel on Christmas.
How
like
do you
tree,
do?
Like a tree topper. So... That also was funny. I was like, LaShawn, they have you here in the dark. Like, they need to point a light at you or something. What's going on with these lights? He's like, it's okay, I'll just smile. It's all teeth. It's all teeth. I'm like, relax. The camera that we have is good. So it will distinguish you from the black brick wall behind you.
That's hilarious.
Our technology will take care of this. No problem. But I learned a lot too. I guess I learned a lot about what the band needs from a manager the night of. I learned just things that I just need to have my mind on and be aware of, time, set timing, those kinds of things. Yeah, we met Curtis Young. That's Dr. Dre's big son.
Right.
As we would say in the Caribbean, his big son.
Big son.
Who was really interested in the band and wants to work with us. So we'll see how that goes going forward. And he dropped some names. I was like, as he was dropping them, I was picking them up and handing them back to him. So hopefully, all the things come out of that. 2020 seems like it's going to be like booked up and packed. Somebody inboxed us and was like, where do I find your schedule? I heard you guys were amazing. So there's a little bit of like mouth to mouth is what I was going to say, but that's not the thing.
Word of mouth?
Word of mouth.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so there's good word of mouth. Yeah, and of course the band rocked it out. They're consummate professionals. They're a really great group of people who all play. Like every time I see live music, one of our band members is on the stage, literally anywhere in Edmonton. Like anytime.
Yeah.
Somebody from this band is on stage, as long as there's live music playing.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to be a part of that as well. But it was good, you know, same as usual. Yeah. Doo-wop that thing. As my one, I'm a one-trick pony, as I say. Went well. We used it to end the whole show.
Yeah.
But then we did the encore, which you were part of. Got a chance to.
Yeah.
So I think that that's it. Yeah.
All in all, I think it was a great opportunity. I mean, Curtis Young, he's known as a rapper. I guess he's not as popular. He's everybody's still calling him Dr. Dre's son. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
He looks a lot like Dr. Dre.
Yeah. But I don't know if, you know, when you're talking about making music and having a good time and being able to perform in front of a group of people who are into what you're doing as well. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But the thing about Bliss Band is Bliss is lit.
Yeah, the band is lit. Yes, for sure.
So
I'm definitely lucky to be a part of the group.
I think Bliss is coming up with an acronym there, right?
Yeah.
See.
What did he say?
Because
love is something special.
Because love is something special.
Bliss. That's us.
Yeah, because love is something special.
Yeah. So it was good. Alex was amazing as always. Tara was amazing as always. Jonathan Depesh is always the sexiest guy in the room, does his thing. I realize that his saxophone is not a bright, shiny saxophone. So there seems to be some story behind his sax. I kind of noticed that it's a little bit brassish. So I want to ask him the next time I see him. I'm going to ask him what's up.
Yeah, well, that's
seems special. He'll be like, "This is my great grandfather's saxophone." You know, it seems like a special sax.
You think it has a story behind the sax?
Yeah, it's not shiny enough to be like. Yeah, it seems like a special sax. So. Yeah, it was good. I don't know what we're playing coming up, honestly, but keep an eye on socials. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely we'll have all the upcoming things up on there. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This last week, other than Bliss Band for me, it was just a little bit crazy, but it was okay. Had a lot of cancellations for some reason, which is always frustrating, but what are you gonna do? Take advantage of the downtime, I guess.
Well, you plan for the busy times too.
Yeah.
During that downtime, you're
trust
like,
me, oh. What I'm doing here, I'm like, oh, I have to send this email. So regardless, it's fine. So that's it. That's it on my end. You wanna roll into the scriggity scroll?
Let's get to the scroll.
Okay. Every week's a different. I got it.
It's a different subject.
Scroll. All right. What you got? The warrant. Remember? I'll have to show you one day. My friend Richard was on an episode of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, mm-hmm. and he lost on the final. You know where you have to run and put the thing on the map? Mm-hmm. That he lost in that round. A little Richard.
That's the worst. He didn't make it in time or what?
I don't remember. I've definitely watched the episode more than one time, but I don't remember what the reason for losing in that state was. So this week, last week we were talking about Harriet. And how is no longer playing in theaters in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Is Joker still playing? This is our running joke that we have to check every single week. Yeah. But so a story came out this week that at first people ignored because they thought it was satire. That apparently when the person who was writing Harriet went to the studios, the execs were like, this is great. Harriet's great. You should get Julia Roberts to play her I guess this was like in the aughts, I guess, mid-2000s or something. And then somebody in the room was like, yeah, so Harriet can, Julia Roberts could not play Harriet because, and then the dude was like, but it happened so, I assumed it was a dude. Let me just flip it and reverse it for a second. The person on the other side of the conversation was like, what happened so long ago? Do people even remember? Like, sir.
I feel like it was the girl who might have said that.
It's possible. It's ditzy, that's for sure. Whoever said it. It's possible.
It happened like so long
ago. So long ago. Who even remembers?
Whoa. Totally.
So I guess my question for you is, do you think the erasure of Black folks in terms of like when we see, for example, the Salt and Pepper story coming and they cast three salts? Three light skinned people. Like, do you see it as purposeful erasure, or do you see it as somebody up there like, I don't know, it's good enough, it's fine.
They hire a person, a casting director. There's a whole position process for this. You got to put in. For me,
it's literally called for me salt with the direct pepper.
As a director in me. Uh-huh. If I have a casting director, I'm going to want this person to be able to act the part for Salt and Pepper, be able to rap and have beat and timing and coordination. Uh-huh. And also I'm going to need this person to look fairly close
like
to the
Peppa,
people.
Like Peppa at least?
At least look like Peppa. So that's my thing, right? Like if Peppa is there and Peppa's like, can't dance. That's a whole part of the routine here.
So but I'm sure you can find medium to brown to dark skinned people.
Want just medium to dark skinned people. What I want is
to like look, I like actually have the resemblance.
A bit like the person.
Okay, but you can't do it if you cast three salts.
No. And that's where I'm going with it, really.
Yeah. Even Spinderella was light like salt. All three of them was three salts.
Joker's still in the theaters, bro.
So Joker's still in the theaters, everyone. I wish we had
It's on.
I wish we had it applied. Joker is still in theaters, everyone.
Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joker. It's on today.
How many showtimes today? On
two.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah, on a Sunday, there's one 7:15. They're going to be wrapping up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And one that came on earlier today at noon, just afternoon. Okay. So Joker's in there.
Still happening.
Let me put in Gemini Man. See where that's playing. It says put in city. You know, I'll just put in the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini Man?
Yeah. Where can we find you, Gemini Man? Ooh, nowhere. Gemini Man is not there.
Okay.
You know what is in there? The new Charlie's Angels is in there.
Okay, Charlie's Angels. That's our round.
21 Bridges is in there with my man from Black Panther. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, those are actually some of the upcoming movies. I don't think it's in.
Oh, that's not even in there yet. Only the Joker movie still running it.
Joker's still running it. Trying to find any more. Terminator Dark Fate.
Okay.
Whew.
Those are the upcoming ones.
Oh, here's Harriet right here. Let's see where Harriet comes into play. Oh.
Where are any of those places?
None of them are in our city. This is all Toronto.
Okay. Got it.
If you're in the Toronto area,
Harriet is still playing.
If you're in the six.
Yes, not in the seventh though.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. The next thing that I wanted to talk about was
rough.
Yeah, the impeachment hearings, because I'm kind of a lawyer, law buff nerd. It's really rough. Like, so what is happening is that they're going through a lot of effort to make it seem like Trump was. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, so apparently Trump got Giuliani involved in this Ukrainian thing. America gives Ukraine a certain amount of aid per year. Trump has decided now that that aid is going to be also in the form of lethal weapons, which no one has ever given Ukraine before. Trump decides that he's going to give them lethal weapons, but before he does that, he wants them to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. And he wants them to have a public statement that they're going to investigate Hunter Biden, and then he will release these things.
Why does he want this?
I don't know what's going on with Ukraine and Hunter Biden or whatever, but he's trying to do it for smear against Joe Biden and to prove that there's some sort of nefarious thing going on with Joe Biden and Ukraine. So he wants this foreign country to invest, to investigate these American people.
Wow.
So the problem is that it's a quid pro quo agreement, quid pro quo being something for something, right? Mm. So what the people in the departments are saying, who the people who administer the aid, so the president says, yeah, the aid is going here. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens before that aid goes out, right? We right. know it, all the hoops to jump through, government bureaucracies. So all those people are like, no, Ukraine needs this. We can't put a pause on it because they need it to defend themselves against Russia, essentially. So it, right. it's essentially beneficial to Russia if Ukraine doesn't get this aid that Trump put a stop on. So they say that, so Trump's team is saying that he put a stop on the aid because mm-hmm. he was concerned about corruption in the Ukraine. But it turns out that the only people who are legally allowed to stop aid or approve aid is Congress.
Wow.
So Trump himself cannot come and be like, I'm concerned about this thing, about corruption, because in order for aid to be approved by Congress, Congress already does an in-depth investigation that makes sure that it's the money is going to a proper place and that there's no like nefarious stuff going on, essentially, right? So someone overheard this happening, was like, wait a minute, and then blew the whistle. When they blew the whistle, the Trump administration went ahead and released the money to Ukraine at that time. So his defense is that he was concerned about corruption in the Ukraine, and then they got to the end of that concern, and then they released the money. When in reality, the people are like, well, I don't know why he released the money, but the other team is saying, essentially, the Democrats are like, he released the money because the whistleblower came forward, essentially. It would have been more trouble if he didn't. So that's what's going on over there. The reason why it's messy and sloppy is because there are certain people who are, the guy was like, you, like, he's reading off of his statement, right? So he's like, the council has a tendency to boil this question down to one question. Was there quid pro quo? Was there something for something? I think he's about to muddy up the situation, and he literally is like, yes, there was quid pro, like, yes, there was. So everybody was like, oh, what? Yeah, so the guy came right out and said it. But he also said that, I guess, everybody involved didn't, like, nobody thought that they were doing something wrong, essentially. Like, they were all, they thought that
It's all good.
It was part because the president said so. Literally, everybody who came on the stage were like, "Who said to stop the aid?" And everybody's like, "It came directly from the president." So people are in there going, "No, the president said stop this thing." Wow. So in any case, that's what's going on with the impeachment hearing. I don't know. Hard to call it. It's hard to call it on which way they're going to go because the Republicans do a really good job of being like, nothing's going on here, you know? So that's what's going on that front of things. I know politics is boring, but for me, it's like, gag, what did he say? Like, it's like literally like soap operas for me.
It's complex because you think it's going to be as easy as
yes, quid pro quo, and that's it.
You think that the impeachment's going to be as easy as my man there, what's his name,
Bill
Clinton. His impeachment seemed very easy, just cut and dried.
Boops.
You slept with your assistant.
Yeah.
Give him the can.
But he didn't get the actual can. Bill Clinton, like, they found him guilty, but then they said it was not impeachable, and they just decided to go ahead. So that's the other part. This whole thing could just be a waste of time. Do you think it's going to bolster him, though? Do you think that he's going to win supporters?
Bad press.
He's like, this is press. A witch hunt. Like, no, sir. You are not a woman being... This is a lynching. No, sir.
No, sir.
Right. Do you see how you, a white man, cannot come up with a time in history where your entire race or sex was persecuted? Yeah, just stay with that. This is a witch hunt. This is a lynching. No. That's what happened. People actually died. Okay. The next thing is Prince Andrew. Did you see his?
Yeah.
So it's pretty rough. I guess it was so rough that people were like, who okayed this? So they're literally comparing this to the time when Princess Diana sat down and said that there was three people in their relationship back in the day. So they were like, a lot of the conversation around it was like, who said that this was okay? But essentially what's happening is Prince Andrew, who was buddies with Jeff Epstein, like friends, mm-hmm. and there's pictures of them together even after Jeff Epstein was a registered and convicted sex offender walking in Central Park or something. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing was Jeff Epstein allowed to be in Central Park after he's a convicted and registered sex offender? That was my main question about that picture. But in any case, so... somebody dropped the ball and decided to let this guy talk to the press, and he fumbled the whole thing. And apparently he was arguing through it, and he made it sound like Jeff Epstein's house was just like the easiest place to stay. Meanwhile, I have to tell you, okay, so let me give you an example because I know you're gonna devil's advocate this.
Right.
So apparently one of the girls said that this man took, well, she was trafficked to him, to Prince Andrew, right?
Mm.
So she says that they hung out in a nightclub, and he had his arm around her, and he was really sweaty, and in this nightclub. He says, that's impossible, because I did not sweat at that time in my life.
There you go. Listen to me. This is straight up and down. These are facts, bro.
He said that, but he had some PTSD over adrenaline situation that happened to him when he was in the Royal Military. And so he, at that time, was unable to sweat physically.
And he has the proof to prove it.
And he was like, so I did not sweat at the time. They're like, what? What are you saying that you didn't do? Like, he's like, yeah, I did not sweat at the time. Like, okay.
He did this interview like Mike Tyson did that one interview where he's like, Yes, I broke my back. And they're like, what? I broke my back.
Yeah.
Was it from the neck or the vertebrae? Vertebrae. You broke your vertebrae. Yes.
That was Prince Andrew. It was really Prince rough.
Andrew did the exact same thing.
Excuse me. So they
said. Did not sweat at the time.
No, I did not sweat at the impossible. Time. So they were like,
he's
what?
Unable to sweat.
They're like, what?
And there is a condition where, you know, non-sweat. It is. Look it up. So Google it. All the people listening, Google it. It's called non-sweatalitis. You go ahead and go check
so
it out.
They were like, yo, why were you in Central Park with this guy after he was convicted, like after he was a convicted sex offender? So my man goes, he had to go there in person to tell him he can't hang out with him no more. Absurd.
This is what's up. Listen, this is British. Man, you have no clue, man. You're thinking this is a joke. Like, you think this is a game? This is British honor here.
They're like, but you
can't
stayed,
just call him out over
the
phone.
But you stayed at his house for 4 days.
It's a long process. It's a long conversation. The guy was like, yo, man, I got to talk to you. He's like, yo, just hang out here for a sec. I got a couple other things I got to deal with. I'll be right with you.
He's trying to break up this bromance, and the guy's just dragging it on over 4 days. Hey man, you want to play Tekken?
Like,
I don't know what boys play nowadays.
It's still Tekken.
Hey man, you want to play Tekken? Okay, man, but after this game, after we gotta talk. After this,
we gotta talk. Yeah. You don't need a towel, do you? No, I don't sweat. No, I absolutely do not sweat.
Is that sweat?
And that's what happened because it's post-traumatic stress disorder has got me non-sweating.
Do not sweat.
Look it up in Google. Non-sweatalitis.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So
I love to see his face.
It was like 50 minutes of absurdity. Just absurdity. And
he's
apparently
the one married to Meghan Markle.
No, that is that the redhead? You thought it was him?
I'm waiting for his stuff
to come out. Man, before he even married Meghan.
Which guy was it? Prince Andrew?
Andrew. Who is he? Fergie's husband.
Oh,
the Duchess of York.
I did not sweat. Really.
That is that's a low socioeconomic.
Sorry, but I don't sweat. I don't sweat.
You can't prove it.
I can't prove it. Hi, Black. I don't sweat. Through the years of 1997 to 2007, I never sweat.
That's what he said. It was fantastic. I was like, this is something.
You got to excuse my British accent.
And the funny thing was that the news outlet that he decided to sit down with is kind of a hard-hitting one. So it's kind of like sitting down with Dateline or 2020. Like, he didn't, it wasn't a soft lob. Like, he didn't go to Jimmy, what's his name, Fallon. Right? It wasn't a soft lob.
I don't understand who makes these decisions for this guy.
He was like, I'll get out there, I'll tell them what happened.
It's like Fergie. They asked me to come and do this interview, and I think it's a good idea. What you think? Yeah, whatever. Just come on, go on. Just do it. It's fine. And he went out there, and they're like, did you or did you know? He's like, I did sweat. Really? I'm sorry. Oh, man, laughing at this man, this poor man. You got me laughing at this poor guy.
Poor man. There's a series of depositions about girls, young girls, saying that they were trafficked to this guy. He was buying them liquor all up in the club.
It's terrible. Like, wait.
And then they asked him if he felt guilty.
I guess if he is found doing this, which, you know, doesn't look good, it would explain why Fergie let him stay there for 4 days.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Fergie let him stay where?
at his friend's house for 4 days.
No, they broke up a long time ago.
Oh, they broke up.
They've been divorced for ages.
Oh man!
Remember, she was doing that whole thing with Weight Watchers. Remember from Time? Remember when we were talking about Fergie?
Yeah.
She was being divorced at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but well, she got into a lot of financial stuff, and then they're thinking.
So they weren't together when he went over for 4 days.
No.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, they were well broken up at that point. It still doesn't explain why you need to go and stay with your homeboy for 4 days to be like, yo, you're a convicted sex offender, bro. I can't hang out with you no more, guys.
I would have called him on the I would have texted him. Yo, bro, we can't hang. My guy. My guy.
Guy.
My
guy. Yo, we had some time.
Yo, is this true, guy? Is this true? Listen, guy. Until this blows over, I can't come over, bro. The press is hot on me, bro.
He went to that man's house and stayed for 4 days. There was another thing that I was going to say. That he said, they asked if he felt bad or guilty for hanging out with this registered sex offender. And he was like, well, the time that we were friends, essentially he was saying that Jeff Epstein and his friendship was, like, very beneficial. So he doesn't feel guilty for the friendship because it was, like, really beneficial to him. He feels like he stayed friends with him longer than he should have. But that's what he feels guilty about.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know.
Yeah? Which one of your friends is a registered sex offender who's trafficking young girls?
I'm not allowed to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
I do not have any friends that traffic to young girls.
Traffic young girls, not to young girls.
Young girls, period.
Okay. Good to know. So that's what happened with Prince Andrew. Got himself. They literally went down and tracked down all the people who were on vacation who would have stopped this from happening. It was really quite funny. Yeah, that was it. It was a disaster.
Mm.
There was another thing that I wanted to talk about, but I cannot remember now.
Well,
there's a big forest fire in Australia. Did you hear about that? They said that koalas are now functionally extinct.
Really?
Yeah, the forest fire destroyed like 80% of their habitat now. So they have no more. You know, koalas are really dumb, though, in that way. They, like, pretty much eat eucalyptus. Like, mm-hmm. That's it. So if you burn down all the eucalyptus trees, that's what's happening. They just need more eucalyptus trees.
And nobody went and grabbed a koala?
Yeah, the koalas themselves are still there, chilling. But there's not enough eucalyptus trees to be able to sustain the amount of koalas left because it's, like, 80% destruction of their habitat or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. And
somebody sent me something about Africa being on fire, the continent.
The whole continent? I know most Congo.
Like you can see it from space.
The Congo. Yeah, which is another big thing. And then the Star Trek group that I'm in, they posted a thing that said that humpback whales bounces back from 450,000 to 250,000.
Is it from the movie?
This happened in real life, but they posted it. It was like,
no, I'm saying it didn't happen because of the movie.
I mean,
we had to like take care
here's
of these
what,
things.
Okay, here's what
our movies actually changing here's the way we think in that.
I think there's a timeline where the movie came out and humpback whales went extinct. Then the future continued, and somebody was like, yo, we have the technology now to do this thing that exists in this old movie that happened before. So then they did it. But when you go back in time, you essentially split the timeline. So now we're living in the timeline that is split off
mm-hmm.
from the original timeline of so the destruction of the
there's another house. Multiverse that has...
It keeps splitting. Because in the future, you know we figured out how to time travel and we're effing everything up as we speak. Which is probably why things are so weird right now. Like... Mm. In the future, we definitely are traveling through time, and we're definitely messing everything up. So what happened is that the humpback whales...
That would explain why we had a hole in the ozone, then we didn't have a hole in the ozone, and now we have a hole in the ozone. You guys need to get it together.
Like, seriously, the future, if you can hear us.
You people from the future, you people... Oh, I Dodge Cherried the future people, future us.
Dodge Cherry was really out there being wild for all those years. And Rogers was like, what? Like, Rogers, please. We knew this guy. He used to be, I guess he was essentially a shock jock.
Yes.
He was a shock jock of Canadian. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh.
Too shocking. Too shocking.
Anyhow. All right. Is that it? You want to roll onto the screen?
Well, we did talk about Harriet. We did talk about one thing I wanted to go back and talk about with Harriet is the family members were talking about. People are getting the reaction. You know, everybody's doing their 15 minutes of fame. And people are getting the reaction of the Julia Roberts thought of Julia Roberts playing Harriet Tubman, which to me is, it's comedy. It's actual.
The idea itself.
Actual comedy to me. It's like, really? Why would you pick the whitest person?
Why would you even say it out loud? Like, that's the thing. The like, wow, person. Y'all are just out there comfortable in yourselves.
Harriet Tubman should be blonde hair, blue eyes.
Can you imagine all the times in your life that you didn't talk? You want to say something stupid? This person's out there just saying words.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Pretty woman.
Is she blonde hair or red
hair? Now Harriet Tubman. Now that, my friend, is white privilege.
That is actually how that goes. So what did you want to talk about? That?
Well, I think it's...
Harriet?
Well, we were talking about Harriet. Mm-hmm. And then we did talk about that in particular. But I wanted to talk about movies. But we're not quite there yet.
We're on the scroll. Are we talking about general movies? Because we're going to... Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. That's what we're getting to, Queen and Slim. So we'll get there. But I think there's just one more thing that we wanted to talk about that we had discussed. But
I know my friend Malik Banks did a review of Queen and Slim that I wanted to read out loud.
Yes. So I guess it's a good opportunity. If we need to, we'll dial it back and come back. But it's a good opportunity to check it out, to go into Queen and Slim.
So I guess one of the things you brought up.
From the screen. This is the
screen. I like it.
This one of the ones.
It's a good one.
We might keep that one.
What's wrong with this? Yeah, so Malik ended up going to see an early screening of Queen and Slim, and his review of it was so good that I wanted to actually share it. And I'm like, this guy needs to review more movies. Maybe only the movies that he likes. He needs to go ahead and review them for us.
So
basically, the people think that it's a Bonnie and Clyde, but it turns out that it's a lot more than that, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Queen and Slim is about a gentleman named Slim, of course, a woman who they call Queen, who go on a first date. And during the first date, they do get pulled over for a minor violation, but the police officer, he kind of gets a little gung-ho, pulls out his gun. And then actually goes to shoot her, but Slim, you know, defuncts the whole situation and ends up killing the cop together. What you don't know is that Queen is actually supposed to be a lawyer in the story, and she actually convinces Slim to go on the run with her to get away from the cops.
Okay.
So what's the review about now?
So Malik says, so I went to a free early screening of this last night, and I'm beside myself. Out of all the movies I've seen this year, this is the best one. I'm going to go so far as to say this is the best movie I've seen this decade.
Wow.
Which means it's better than Black Panther.
Okay.
Nobody would say Black Panther was a good movie, but it was just a superhero movie we needed and deserved.
You didn't think that Black Panther was a good movie?
We'll just keep going. Get Out actor Daniel Kaluuya takes on the role of Slim, a faith-devout average Joe, alongside him playing Queen as her introductory role is Jodie Turner Smith, a strong and willed, steadfast lawyer. From the trailer, you might think that it's basically Bonnie and Clyde. I can assure you it's not. It's deeper than that, and is deeper than the police stop gone wrong. The message of a person's morality is shown throughout the whole film. Who will witness to me? Who will pick up what I leave behind? Was my death more relevant than the life that I lived? In honesty, I take a lot more for granted than I should. This movie can and will call you out for that. It'll show you that your kinfolk ain't always your skinfolk, and your skinfolk most definitely ain't always kinfolk. Movies like this mess with me on a real emotional level, but I can honestly say I've never felt so much and so many emotions by a film until I watched this one. A good bit of it made me want to cry, leave, and find my parents to hug them as long as possible. As people exited afterwards, no one had a complete thought about it. You'd start an idea, stumble, and then shut up due to the fact that it was just a lot to comprehend. One lady who was there with a girl around my age was just standing there and holding her tightly. It felt nicely knowing that I was sharing similar feelings with so many people, especially people who looked like me from start to finish. I was on edge. It's fast-paced, it's blunt, and it can be unnerving. I highly recommend it and suggest every Black person in America go see it. If you don't support anything else on the screen, support this. You will not regret it. I guarantee it. And parents, if you take your kids, be prepared and have a plan to discuss it with them afterwards. It's one of those films. Plus the soundtrack and the score, straight bangers, Megan Thee Stallion's on there, Earth Gang, to Lauryn Hill, Lady of Lateness. To even Lauryn, Lady of Lateness Hill. You wrong for that, Malik. The vibe was so original, it felt compiled like a Tarantino movie. What's even better, that it was a movie written and directed by Black people and had a majority Black cast.
I like
that. So that's the review for Queen and Slim. I haven't seen it, but I think, I believe the multiverse is kind of forming a little cyclone around it. I think a bunch of people are getting ready to go see it together. I don't know when it opens.
We're about to hit a wormhole straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So for those of us looking to find out when it is coming out, Queen and Slim, I'm going to Cineplex now.
Oh, you think it'll be on Cineplex?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I thought it'd be at like the Princess or something.
It might be.
Is the Princess a movie theater here in Edmonton?
No.
Okay, it's in New York. They knocked it down recently.
Mm.
Yeah. It's mad sad.
That is... You probably had good times there.
They just played the... They were on Houston, and they played the... They played a lot of, like, Pan's Labyrinth. They played a lot of Guillermo del Toro... That's where I saw Planet 11.
We do have, we have what is called
Metro, right? Metro Cinema.
Yeah, there's Cinema 12 is one of the ones.
That plays the old ones, isn't it?
That's
the Dollar Theater, pretty much.
If you look in there, there's a lot of new releases, but they're not English.
Oh, okay. So they have some interesting things in there too.
Yeah, they do.
If we want to see the Bollywood,
that's
movies,
right.
That's where we.
That's
go
where
for.
It is.
So what are they saying over there?
They are saying, which my finger just hit it, but they are saying that Queen and Slim is going to be on the 27th at Scotiabank Theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks, it's checking for me nearby theaters. The 27th has it. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Okay.
They have four times.
Ever.
And that is it. It is the one theater.
The one theater, the one day.
The one theater, the one day.
So, y'all, we have to go on Wednesday, November 27th to see this movie, Queen and Slim. Because it looks like they are literally going to show it four times.
That's it.
Well, what it is to be Edmonton and Black.
Wanting to see.
The things.
The things you want to see.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else on the screen?
Well, we got a couple things on the screen. First and foremost, the Badlands. We talked about it after the party last time. Mm-hmm. Badlands, I just wrapped up the series. Great.
You go fast.
Great series.
I'm so late.
I wrapped up. You need to start from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
You only got to watch like one episode in the third season.
The piece.
You need to go from number one, episode one.
Yeah.
And then you get the history of it. I watched it. It was pretty good. A lot of the Black people died in the movie. But it wasn't one of those ones where Black people always died.
Not like Walking Dead?
No.
Where they're like, you're like, oh, a Black guy. Let's see how long they last.
Yeah, well, you know how these zombies are. These zombies want seasoning in their food. They don't want to just...
We are a little saltier than that.
They don't want just, you know, black pepper and white salt. They want, you know, some Lowry's in there. They want to taste it.
Adobo.
Adobo. So, yeah.
What you got? Screen? Is that it?
No. It's not it.
Okay. You seem like you're trailing off there, buddy. That's all I was just bringing back.
Also, The Dragon Prince.
Okay.
Is an animated series. You know how I like to. You know how I like it. The greatest part about the Dragon Prince series is this: the king of the series is Black. He is a Black king, and he has a son. And the son dies. Mm-hmm. Not the son dies. The king dies. And they have to figure out how they're going to navigate through a war-torn land and bring these dragons back. And it goes into war. The kids, it's great for the kids. There is fighting and scenes of fighting.
I like dragons.
Yeah, so it has quite a few dragons in it. Some that breathe fire, some that breathe ice.
Dragons.
Also,
I mean live action dragons.
So also so you have the Dragon Princess come out. I just finished watching Badlands, and there's one more. I'll remember it in a minute. So Netflix has that out. Oh, right, Amazon Prime is now offered on Shaw. Because I've been doing work in my basement, I realized I came up with a fatal flaw. I did not run cable wiring for the TVs to all the places.
I didn't even ask you this. Isn't there Wi-Fi cable now where you don't need the cable anymore? Like the cable Bluetooth to your TV?
So as I was saying, can you continue with my story?
Wow. Okay,
so I decided to go with Wi-Fi cable boxes to go with it, which Shaw is now offering this time.
Finally, they told us it was coming.
Yes, because you ruined the punchline to the story I was trying to bring up.
I thought I was coming up with a good idea. Yeah, it turns out I was.
Fantastic.
This is your okay.
So yeah, they've come out with their new one.
Did you get it?
So what happens is we have special cable box where you use, it's called Blue Sky, I think it's called, and you're able to talk to your cable box and talk into your remote, and then it'll take you to all the different things. Mm-hmm. Shaw's like, well, if you're gonna go with Wi-Fi, unfortunately you got to change all your Wi-Fi boxes in the house. So they're coming in to swap out all the Wi-Fi boxes in the house. So they're all run on a wireless system, which is smart because they're going to make me now have to bump up the Wi-Fi to make sure that it can
buffer and do all the things.
Make sure that it can handle all five cable boxes in the house, plus any devices that we have, phones, all that stuff, computers, all that stuff.
Wow, look at you into the future.
Yeah.
You're wired up.
And that's it. That's it for me and the screen.
What are you listening to?
Right now, I am listening to... I haven't really been listening to... Oh, Bliss. Bliss Band.
Yeah?
Yeah. All the songs for Bliss Band. I was preparing for my Privé debut.
Of a lifetime.
So I was getting ready. I was getting ready. We added a couple songs to the list. I was memorizing my words because me and words do not get along in songs. Even at church, that's been a problem.
I know words. That's what I know.
My biggest problem at church, we'd sing hymnals that I've been singing since I was 6 years old. And I still don't know. I still don't know. I'm mumbling through the words. So I finally got all the words situated for She's Royal. And I got all the words for Just Friends, my music. And
Hooking Me
is a little bit different.
It's tough still.
It's still tough. I'm still moving through it. So, okay. But I got the chorus down and the first few lines. So we're pretty much ready. So that was it. But, and just so happened that Kaje and Rewo this week were...
Oh, at Cali Day.
They were singing with Cali Day this week.
I totally forgot that we were.
So we slipped in there, people, to go check out the band members as they did their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And they sang background vocals for Cali Day, the great Cali Day. And that was at the station on Jasper Ave.
Popped
in there. It was great. Met up with a few people. DJ, a couple people we got.
Charisse Brown was there.
Cameron Brown, sister Cameron Brown, Cam Brown from downtown. Mm-hmm. He was there. Enoch was there on the guitar. Mm-hmm. My homeboy Kim was on the bass. We had a trumpeter and a saxophonist.
Was also tambourining at the same time.
Tambourining with the left hand, trumpeting with the right.
Literally.
It was like, beep, 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 beep. It was good.
He's holding that lap at the same time.
Cali Day made me laugh because people are always like, yo, you can't look at the words, man. It's karaoke. Cali Day read all of the words of her entire set. She had them in paper form as well, which was funny to me. And she'd be like, she'd pull her glasses down just on the edge of her nose and be like, so what we doing next? Okay. And she would look at everybody and smile and then just go for it. But it was funny. Her range is amazing. And then she had a master class.
She had a master class on Saturday. I'm so upset that I had to work.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It would have been really good.
So she had this master class also at the station where she was going through vocal training. It was amazing.
Breathing.
And she was singing songs like Stevie Wonder, you know, very superstitious. Very effortless.
Her range is incredible.
She barely squinted her eyes or did any of that stuff. It just flowed like she was talking.
Yeah.
And what got me too is we'd be sitting there and in between sets, she's worshiping. She sang one song. And I don't know, the song wasn't a gospel song or a Christian song by any means. It was just a song. And she goes, at the end of the song, she's like, hallelujah. And I was like, oh, Callie's worshiping on stage.
Yeah.
It was funny. So Cali Day was out there Check her out. Check out her album. She's definitely on my radar.
Yeah. Ari Lennox is who I've been listening to.
Ari. Yes, who I was telling you about.
Long time ago, you were. She was snubbed in all the award shows. And
does she know?
Yeah, and apparently she had some emotions about it and said she wants to quit music. And then they've been, Lizzo beat her out on a whole bunch of awards, and they were like, Kids Bop Queen, KW, Kids Bop Queen Lizzo. It was
why do they call it Kids Bop Queen?
The children do love Lizzo.
Lizzo. Lizzo by no way, shape, or form is kid friendly.
No, but they love it. It's pop, though.
But
one of her songs sounds like it could easily be Bruno Mars. It's like the same, might even be the same producer.
Maybe.
And blame it on the juice. And blame it on the. And hey, mama. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you play or you sing what you feel, right? And if you look at Ari Lennox, Ari Lennox is what song now? It's like Chocolate? Shea Butter. She sounds just like Erykah Badu.
Yeah, she sure does.
She does. She sounds just like her. But then when you look at her.
Another song called BMO that's really good. I want to actually run through her album. I heard her entire album is like straight on replay, like every song. Like it's a solid album, like it's a classic.
It's a solid album.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I think I have a word, but do you first?
Well, before I go to the word.
Oh, upcoming events.
There's upcoming events. Mm-hmm. This weekend we have the Barbados Association. Their great banquet is happening.
November 30th. And then Nigel will be there.
I'll be emceeing. Yeah.
Are you going to stay with that or are you going to move to the next thing? Maybe I jumped the gun.
Well,
you're moving to the next event?
What's the next event?
After that, Lead Pipe and Sadis is going to be playing at the Starlight Ballroom. They're from Barbados as well. So you can keep the oi, toy, 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 boy, toy, oi, toy, toy, running into the next event.
Do not wait for it.
Keep running into the next event. Hey. Cheese on bread.
Cheese on bread. You better stop.
Lead Pipe and Sadis will be out there hitting with the talk about sometime. That's the song that they sing.
Okay.
But girl, you already have a man, but I can be your sometime. Baby, call me sometime, not all the time. So, gal, you already have a man, but I can be yours. Baby, call me. That's it.
That's the song?
It's the song. I was like loving it and grooving to it until I realized he was like, but not all the time, so. I was like, oh.
There you go.
So they're coming in a week, December 7th. Moto is coming. So I don't want just one woman. Moto will be here.
Woman.
Yeah, it should be fun. A small island party is we're definitely in need of one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to actually nail it down, but it looks like maybe the next weekend will be a good weekend for our Christmas karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it, right?
You
have a bunch of stuff, I know.
Yeah. There's quite a few things that are happening. My great nephew, Ezekiel, his birthday's coming up too. So he has a huge bashment on the 29th.
Yo.
He's one. So and I'm old, yeah. And we have after that, we go into December. So we have the Bent Arrow Society, Traditional Healing Society. I'll be emceeing their Christmas party, which is going to be a blast. I met with them this week just to nail that down. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing the Royal Banquet, which is also going to be on the 28th, I believe.
I believe it was the 28th.
Of December. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing another banquet on the 27th.
King of banquets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is
banquet
season.
Yes. So the 28th is definitely the royal banquet. The 27th is the banquet, the other banquet that I'll be doing.
Okay.
And emceeing those, you know, trying to definitely focus on that.
Sean Flava has his big New Year's Eve party, black and white, dressed to impress or what have you.
Right.
It's also, coming up.
January, we're going to head into the opening ceremonies at the end of January for the National Black Coalition of Canada.
We're going to have a cipher before that in the space as well.
Yeah.
We got to nail some of those dates down.
We got to nail them down.
We actually have a
down.
Free event this Saturday, there's a yoga meditation event in the store that's for decompress stress relief 1 to 4 o'clock. And that's being facilitated by the YG,
the Come Up.
Africa Center. Yeah. So.
We also have one last thing. Everybody check out the 5 Artists, 1 Love. The tickets are out. And first, So 5 Artists, 1 Love early bird tickets. They went on sale this Wednesday or last Wednesday. So they are on sale. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet, but the first batch got sold out real quick. So
Not need my ticket. So if you find yourself without a ticket, maybe inbox me. I might have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And check out the National Black Coalition of Canada. The tickets for Gospel Night are already on sale. We put some special seating, some premium seating on sale on Facebook. If you go on to my page, which is NJ Williams, you'll be able to find the link to Eventbrite, and you'll be able to find the Black History Gospel Concert event tickets for sale.
Okay.
All
right. Do you have a word?
You have a word, you said.
I said I have one unless you have one.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So my word... But my word is about hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, someone that we both know posted about how do people deal with depression? How do you just keep on, like, how do you get through those spaces? And a lot of people had a lot of high functioning answers. I retraced the steps and I traced back. I was like, okay, wow, okay, that's great. But for me, I know personally when I go through those particular low spaces that the only thing I have to kind of zone in on and focusing on is getting through it, because this too shall pass. Like every time that you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, no matter if it's the hardest, longest day at work that you've ever had, or literally something that might not be going as well as you want it to go, it has to end. It has to get through. So sometimes, actually most of the time, being present is the answer. And sometimes just keeping your focus on surviving and getting to the end, because this too shall pass. And my dad used to say that the dawn comes after the darkest part of the night. So if you can hear this, hang in there. And that's it for me. That's it for you too.
Yeah, honestly, that's really a good word.
Yeah.
It's really a good word. So I appreciate it.
All right, everybody, your W microphone.
There's something I want to check out.
Oh, okay. Are you going to say bye-bye, though?
I'm right here waiting.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you
Thanks, everyone.
For joining us this week on the Black Multiverse Theory podcast. And we will see you next week. Good night. You try to see what's going on outside. What? They're fighting? Next to our van?
Yeah.
Yelling? Spitting at our vehicle?
Yeah, I'm standing. Not really here. Not sitting over there. Maybe come check this lady out.